This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
All right, good morning everyone. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7 with Sarah and Moni. Joined with us today is an Aussie artist who hails from Sydney. And soon we'll be playing his new single, Last Night. So here joined with us is singer-songwriter Ben Camden. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, good morning to you, Ben. This is Moni here.
So now your national tour has kicked off and you're performing in New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria to promote your new single. And you'll be down here in Melbourne next Friday on the 8th of June. How do you feel about touring and performing across the country? Like, is it stressful to you or is it just something you love doing?
I love it. I really enjoy it. It's almost like, making yourself, really, work off a few hours of sleep and everything. There's something, I get a buzz out of that and I enjoy being really tired and travelling around and doing all those things. And then when it's all over, you just kind of crash out for a few days. But, it's good fun. I'm really enjoying it at the moment and, can't wait to play in Melbourne.
What kind of made you get into music, to get into touring and everything?
It's just something I do. I guess I never really made a decision. First time I played a guitar, I just thought that's what I want to do, and I've just done it ever since. Like, there's never really any decision to sort of pursue it actively. It's just sort of what I wake up in the morning and do.
So you grew up surrounded by music from your parents, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. So what did they really influence you in the way that you kind of were kind of influenced by music and everything?
I guess just the particular music taste. My dad, like, I was brought up on the Beatles. I knew every Beatles song. By the time I was like 10, I knew the words to probably every Beatles song there was. And all that kind of music. Cat Stevens, James Taylor. Mum put me on, ABBA and that kind of stuff. And there's all kinds of just good music floating around the house all the time. So I guess I was kind of different to, my mates at school who were listening to the Chili Peppers or whatever. I was kind of listening to, Neil Young. So I had all these really good influences, which I'm really happy about, that I, grew up on.
Okay, nice. And also in 2017, so you worked with an ARIA award-winning producer, is that right?
Yep.
And then with them, you did some recording inside a converted water tank?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, so Govinda Doyle is the producer. He's worked with Angus and Julia Stone and a bunch of, many Australian artists. So they're all, talented and award-winning. But he's got this place up in northern New South Wales, just sort of inland of Byron Bay. And, he's got a big concrete water tank, and he turned into a recording studio, as you do. And it's really cool inside. It's sort of a bit damp. It feels damp, even though it's been drained. It just feels a bit damp and dark. It's like a cave, but it's the sound in there is amazing because it's just inside a circle thing. And it's just got this different sound to any studio that I've been in before, and there's a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. So by in a converted water tank, is it just a water tank with no water in it, and you just kind of climb down into there?
Yeah, one of those, like, just a big concrete water tank. Yeah, huge thing. And like any sort of extended out, like a control room and that little studio room. So it's not just a circle thing anymore. It's like kind of got little wings attached to it.
Oh, cool.
That sounds pretty cool. I can't sort of get my head around the converted water tank. Is that where you got the inspiration to write The Last Night, which is your new single, which came out early in May? Or did you find, like, inspiration from that song in a different place?
Okay, so, yeah, I recorded with Govinda this EP last May, so May 2017, and then I was travelling around Europe in July 2017, and so we'd done all the songs for the EP, and then I was over in Europe, and I wrote that song last night in really probably about 20 minutes, 15 minutes. I happened the night before, and I thought it was a pretty cool riff and song, so I just sent it to Govinda as just a, you know, just look what I did, and he kind of within a couple of hours, I don't know what time it was in Australia, it wasn't like it was in the middle of the night, it was kind of a weird time, but he, like a couple of hours later, he sent back this, like a full-on tracked demo. Like I just recorded it on an iPhone and he sent back a demo with drums and bass and everything. He's like just saying we need to record it. So we ended up, when I was touring in December, I actually just dropped in for a day and we smashed it out in a day. So it wasn't supposed to be on the EP, but I kind of wrote it after the EP and then, yeah, we just put it on.
Did you just love it so much that you thought it kind of had to be on it?
Yeah, it's sort of one of those ones that just had this, like, this vibe that kind of, it suits the story. So this EP that's coming out in August called Caroline, it's sort of a story, each song. I know, it makes sense when you hear it, but this song goes in the end.
Okay, awesome.
It's kind of, and it's now got like a happier ending than it did have. So we put one song at the end, and it's now, it just feels a bit more complete than how it was finishing.
Ben, what was the inspiration for that song?
It's pretty much as it sounds. It's about a girl, and it's one of those things. I guess I can sort of talk about it and tell you about my personal life. it's about a girl. Pretty much, I was seeing like it's been sort of a few years, and we were seeing each other for a while, then we broke up for a while, and then long story short, I wrote this whole breakup album about it, then I recorded that and everything, went over to Europe, sort of met up with her, she lives over there, and then kind of things kicked back off again and then stopped again. So anyway, I've got a lot of up and down.
that's love for you, but that's the beautiful thing about music, it can bring people together and in some ways.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's it. Yeah, well, it's good for songwriting. I know my advice if you want to write songs is just
talk from the heart.
Fall in love with the wrong person.
When writing songs, do you tend to write songs, like, when is it that you like writing songs? Is it when you're going through stuff? Is it when you're just usually feeling happy? Or is it just writing for yourself? Or do you prefer kind of writing for other people?
It's always for myself. I'm a very selfish sort of writer and introverted, I guess. I write songs just to help myself deal with things, whether that's being really happy about something or really sad about something or in between. I can write happy songs, I can write sad songs. I find it easier to write sad songs, which is sad for me. But I usually just write things to get things off my chest, and most, probably, you know, 3/4 of the songs I write I don't really share with anyone. I just keep myself, and then the ones that I think are sort of appropriate to share, I'll play. And if people like them, great. If they don't, then I probably won't play them again.
Okay, nice. But either way, I guess it's you're writing for yourself, and it kind of is great to kind of get that out there and just love what you're doing.
Yeah, it's cool. It's nice that people listen to it as well, because obviously, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I guess that's the way that I connected to songs, you know, and still do connect to songs growing up. Just when you hear a song that sort of relates to what you're going through personally, or it makes you feel like you're not alone, or just something like that. There's just something in that with music that just can be, give you a bit of peace or just comfort.
Yeah. Well, you're playing at the Sun Velvet Morning next week here in Melbourne. What do our viewers and listeners, and what are your fans have? What do you have in store for them?
So I'm doing this show, like this tour, as a solo artist. So I usually have a drummer as well, but I'm just doing these shows on my own with an acoustic guitar and a stomp box. But I guess I'm a singer songwriter. So all these songs kind of start with just me and an acoustic guitar, and they end up with the whole band on it and recording. But I kind of like the whole idea of this tour, just to, you know, play these songs as they sort of were written. So they're, you know, it's the same song, but it's not going to sound like that recording, because I don't have, you know, the drums and the bass and everything. But it's kind of nice playing them stripped back, and I guess you get the sort of the picture of the song. was in its rawness, I guess, how it was written.
Oh, nice. And after this tour, are you going to be releasing any more EPs or any more singles?
Yeah, so I've got the EP with this, the EP called Caroline with this song on it comes out in August. And so the next single will be called Caroline, which is, yeah, the title track of the EP. And so that, yeah, that comes out in August. And I'm actually already recording the next EP now. So I've got a lot of material and, yeah, just...
exciting times ahead.
So the EP will come out in August, another tour. We're already booking dates for that, actually. Hopefully back in Melbourne again and, just keep doing my thing.
Nice. Well, so on the 8th of June, you'll be performing at Some Velvet Morning.
That's it.
Yep, so that's not this Friday, but next Friday. And so you'll be performing your new single, Last Night, which was an awesome tune we just played. And if anyone listening wants to listen to any of more of your tunes, they can head to Spotify. You've also got on YouTube and
SoundCloud.
Yeah, and we'll post that all on Facebook, as well as a link to the event. Thanks so much for chatting to us today, Ben.
Thank you, Sarah and Moni. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. I hope you enjoy the rest of your tour.
Yeah, good luck.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.